That feeling, that good feeling. I giggle when I think about you. After hours of eternity of not seeing you, I'm left with the scent of your perfume as a memory. It feels crazy. So this is love. And knowingly, I got deep into this. I felt untouchably pretty. Unpredictably, it was bound to shatter. The world never told me good moments never last. Instead, it whispered as luck. Weird how I never listened. So tell me, why did you talk to her more than you did me? I once confronted you about this. The answers you gave now sound toxic. Immediately, it turned verbally violent. Before I knew it, a stamp of your palms was on my face. It was just the first phase. My reaction to this, I sat myself in a dark room meditating. Maybe it's me. Maybe I'm the problem. Maybe I went too far. I provoked you. I don't remember saying I was sorry. Then right before you hugged me, you said nothing as you laid yourself to sleep. I looked into your face. You smiled as you dreamed. I was fully convinced that we were good. Unknowingly, I got deep into this. I felt untouchably pretty. Unpredictably, it was bound to shatter. Days have passed. Things have gotten worse. I don't understand why the sudden change. You have become a stranger to me. I fear you could be seeing someone else. She might be far. Yet I'm here in our house with you. Many broken things, sinks and windows, but I can tell you. Too scared to speak, you must be busy with your own stress. So I keep these problems to myself. Countless sleepless nights, as cold as they are, have waited for you to come to bed. Finally, when you did, you stood over me and said it was over. At last you broke me. You shattered the silence with those hazardous words. My heart almost stopped. I guess our end had to come. Far away from you now, I refuse to starve myself. I won't grow thinner beyond here. No more sleeping pills, reviving my beauty sleep. Finally, I don't even care why you left me anymore. Probably I'll find a better man than you, Mr. Toxic.